Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Monday, September 2nd, and today I want to talk about South Africa's agricultural trade. We are a country that prides itself for being export-oriented. In years of normal season, or even in season of abundance, we export half or more than half of what we produce in value terms. So that also means that in terms of growth in the future, we will need to be opening up more and more export markets, but also ensuring that we have efficient logistics that could assist in facilitating the exports to a range of countries that we participate to. And on a near-term basis, we pay particular attention on the trade activity, asking ourselves each quarter about how South Africa have done on quarter one, on second quarter of the year, throughout the year, to actually gauge the activity, gauge which markets we have a strong presence in, but also understanding the day-to-day logistical problems that those that are on the trenches and facilitating those exports actually get to encounter. And in the first quarter of this year, I reported excellent figures, because that is at a time where South Africa's agricultural exports, first quarter 2024, compared to the same period in 2023, they were up by 6%. We now have data for the second quarter of the year, and the question then that people may ask themselves is to say, how did we perform in the second quarter of the year? And in the second quarter of the year, we saw a mild decline. The agricultural exports in South Africa were down by 0.1%, amounted to about $3.4 billion, not South African rands, dollars. So it's still quite significant, which is why I'm emphasizing that. The reason for a slight decline is a combination of things. One, it is also just reflects the moderation in agricultural prices. We're coming from years where agricultural prices were juiced up by a range of factors. For example, in grains, one of the key drivers of agricultural of grain prices were the droughts in South America, the wars in the Black Sea, China buying a lot of grains. Of course, the wars hasn't stopped right now, but the supply chains have readjusted, and we have seen production improving in a range of countries, and that has been one of the factors that has added downward pressure on prices. I'm making that as an example of grains, but there are a lot of pressures in other commodities. Of course, we do also have commodities that have seen significant increase in prices, like orange juice, which have been increasing because of that drought that negatively affected the South American citrus production. The other aspect is also just a decline in some volumes of the products that we are exporting. The past few weeks, we have talked about the midsummer drought that affected South Africa's grain production and the other regions of the country. And that also means then that the harvest that we have and the export volume this year are slightly less than what we had exported last year. So if you consider then the price moderation, consider that the volumes of certain products are also down, that tells you or gives you a sense about why South Africa's agricultural exports in the second quarter of this year were down by 0.1% compared with what we exported the same period in 2023. Now, the other important thing, which I know that in South Africa people may ask, is the story of the logistics, because we always ask ourselves the question to say, is it really the price? Is it really only the volume? But what about the ports? Because there's always all of these challenges. And I would say this year, yes, the challenges remain at the ports, but all of the reforms that are being made at Transnet and by the others, but also just the coordination that is happening between organized business, logistics companies, as well as Transnet, that collaboration and organization of all of these and sharing of information has assisted in bringing about the efficiencies. And I guess this is not only the message that could come from us in agriculture. To an extent, some in mining may share a similar view, because we have seen that there's a lot of efforts that have been happening also within that sector of our economy. The second question that people may ask themselves is to say, all right, but Where are the key export markets? Where are we sending all of these products to? And in the second quarter of this year, the African continent remained the major market. About 42% of our agricultural exports went to the African continent. And you can ask yourself to say, within the African continent, what products were there? It was mainly maize meal, sugar, apples and pears, wheat, soybean oil, fruit juices, ciders, wine. Those were some of the top products that we saw dominating our export list to the African continent. And as a collective, Asia in the Middle East was the second largest agricultural market for South Africa, taking up about 21% share in our agricultural exports in the second quarter. And if you look at that Asian basket and Middle East basket to say, what is it that South Africa is sending to those markets? Citrus was the top product, followed by apples and pears, wool, China bought a lot of that wool, nuts, beef Middle East as well as Asia, sugar, we have goat and sheep meat also that went there, we had berries, wine, and maize. Those are some of the products that dominated the list there, the Asia and the Middle East collectively becoming the second biggest agricultural market for South Africa. The third was the EU, with about 19% market share. And we know that our basket to the EU is always primarily your wines, your fruits, your nuts. And this time around, also wool was there. So it was specifically citrus, dates, avocados, figs, mangoes, guavas, apples, pears, wine, grapes, fruit juices, wool, and nuts. That was our basket to the EU in the second quarter of this year. And of course, with other products that I haven't included, but those are the top ones that we saw there. The Americas took about 6% of South Africa's agricultural exports. And of course, then the rest of the world, it's 12%. The UK is part of the figures that are on the rest of the world. And I think it's actually a bigger market we should have segmented, because I think the UK takes about 7% of South Africa's agricultural exports. On the products that went, though, to the Americas, citrus, wine, fruit juices, grapes, apples, pears, and nuts were still the top products that we saw South Africa exporting to that region. So that's the export activity in the second quarter of 2024 for South Africa. Now, South Africa is not a one-way trade. We also import a couple of products. And if you look at our imports for the second quarter of this year, our import amounted to about $1.9 billion. That is up 5% year-on-year basis. And if you look at what was in that basket, it was primarily wheat, palm oil, rice, and poultry. And the reason we saw that increase was really the volumes that I saw coming through in South Africa, particularly if you were to look at wheat and the other products. So there is that part of the discussion as to why South Africa saw that improvement in the imports. Now, people may ask to say, why is South Africa importing wheat? We don't really have the favorable climatic condition to grow all of the wheat that we need. And it's a similar story if you think about rice. We are a semi-arid country. We can't really grow much rice. So we depend 100% on imports in all of our rice. While if you were to look at wheat, about half of what we consume is the one that is imported. And of course, in poultry, I would say about 20% of our annual imports, our annual consumption is imported. Now, taking all of this on a net-to-net basis and saying, okay, sure, I see the exports, I see the import, where is South Africa sitting in terms of the trade surplus? Now, our trade surplus, exports minus imports, is about $1.5 billion for the second quarter of this year in agriculture. It is down 6% on a year-on-year basis. Now, while the numbers looking like this, I'm talking about exports down, imports up, trade balance, trade surplus down. These are still the big figures because we remain on the surplus, and these things happen in difficult season like this. But I think South Africa has a longer goal beyond their quarterly exports, to the point that I started with, to say we are a country that is looking at growing our export markets so that as we expand our production and bringing new land into production, we really have as many markets as we can. And this is something that then takes us to the policy consideration to say, look, the policymakers in South Africa, one, we should always be continuously working on improving the logistics at the ports, at the railway line, on the roads. That is priority that South Africa should improve that, because it is actually the lifeline to the export side. And in terms of the exports, in this environment where they are changing geopolitical alignments and their tension we really need to work hard as a country to ensure that we retain the market in the EU, we retain the African continent, we retain the markets in Asia, the Middle East, and the Americas. And that means then those that are charged for managing our foreign policy, they really need to ensure that it aligns with our economic interests. And that's what the minister, Ronald Lamola, has actually said that he will focus on in his Department of International Relations and Cooperation. This also means then that the DTIC, the Department of Trade and Industry, has to work with the Department of Agriculture as well as Department of International Relations on opening up as many export markets as we can for South Africa. We also need to ensure that within BRICS, we expand our participation in agriculture in markets like China, India, Saudi Arabia are just some of the few. And some countries outside BRICS, like South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, Mexico, Philippines, Bangladesh, those are some of the important markets. So all in all, let's retain the export markets that we have as South Africa, but also work hard on ensuring that we open up as many new export markets as possible. And within BRICS, we push for broader participation of South Africa. Because as things stand, the BRICS countries make up, on average, about roughly 8% of South Africa's agricultural exports. So we could push the dial a little bit and get more out of those BRICS countries. And that entails then making sure that there is some form of trade cooperation that is communicated to the political principals and embraced also by businesses. And I know that various business associations from various BRICS countries, they share that particular view. That's something that we have discussed on other occasions. And that's something I could do a separate podcast on, where I'm just talking about agriculture in BRICS in the current moment ahead of the summit in Kazan. And in fact, that's something that I will do in the coming weeks. And with that, folks, I should stop there. My name is Wandile Sehlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the things I write. The link for my blog is in the description of this podcast. Follow me also on socials at Wandile Sehlobo and follow our podcast, Mkokeli Podcasts, across socials. Thanks for listening.